Okay, so good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity, as you know, to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we've got some interesting elements of kind of price action in these markets. We experienced a little bit of a bounce over the last couple of days with a bit of positivity around two things, really. Firstly, the fact that Donald Trump is rowing back a little bit on his on the forcefulness of his tariff, just referring to China and saying, right, well, we're going to be very kind to China. Now, it's quite interesting to see China's response in this dynamic because they don't seem to be making the call. And that could become a bit of a problem for Donald Trump. He needs a few wins in the bag. He needs to make announcements of reduced tariffs with a few of these countries that have been imposed a 10% tariff. He needs a few wins along the way because at the minute he's doing a U-turn a little bit on China, and he's also not that they've actually changed the tariff amount just yet, but you know, he's probably wanting to make some progress somewhere, you would imagine, and that's looking quite difficult and quite challenging. Instead, China seemed to be talking to a lot of American partners, and if they're talking about a certain exposure to the US, which may no longer be around, the talk is that, you know, they don't really care. You know, they're not going to be bullied by the US and all this sort of really quite firm rhetoric, and that's a bit of a problem from Donald Trump because he was probably expecting China to fall in line to a certain degree. And the problem you have, the previous trade deal that President Xi and Donald Trump signed in his first term has been completely the US have proven to be somewhat untrustworthy with regards to that particular agreement. So you can understand a little bit why China are reluctant to start jumping back into further negotiations, because the US have already sort of proved their credentials, I suppose, in that particular negotiation. And proving to be, again, is this feeling of kind of being unreliable and not particularly trustworthy, and that can become a bit of an issue. And we've already seen some additional sort of trade talks between, you know, Europe, UK, and China to try and circumnavigate perhaps some of the current obvious issues that are prevailing. So the other thing as well is that Donald Trump has kind of rode back a little bit on his rhetoric around Jerome Powell, calling him a major loser just a couple of days ago. Yesterday, it certainly softened his whole approach, saying, no, we're not going to fire him. I don't think he would be able to anyway, and it would cause incredible market volatility around that. So we've got some really interesting market dynamics, and I think the markets are kind of playing out as a result, really. So let's see where the opportunities lie. We're still in our two trades. We've had a bit of an up and down, little bit of a journey, but we're still in our two open trades from yesterday. We got very close to actually, remarkably close to taking profits on both of those trades. But the volatility is quite significant. Right, so let's break it all down for you. We'll start, of course, with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself, as always, with our risk warning currently up on screen. Now, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? So that's your trading strategy. How do you manage risk? Hopefully, you can calculate your exposure for each trade and just know and understand that markets are quite volatile at the moment. You know, you do want to have a strong handle over that exposure because markets can move against you really quite quickly. Now, yesterday was a good example of markets moving for us and then against us. So yeah, that pivot can occur pretty quickly. The ability to sort of manage those trades, we had specific take profits for prices to kind of hit those levels yesterday. So there's always a bit of a shift whether you're trading the momentum and the primary trend or whether you're trading the secondary trend, which is what we were in yesterday, along with trade and psychology. So what is the psychology of these markets currently? Well, for us, there's a bit of nervousness there. There's a bit of indecision. Can we really, and it's going to be really interesting to see the extent of this little bounce off the back of a little bit of good news. Is there really many buyers out there that want to continue to rally these markets? We still haven't got the answer to that, but we should get it pretty soon. All right, so look, we address these considerations every day in the live trade rooms, of course, and we want to try and maintain a high degree of consistency no matter what's happening. We want to be accurate with the levels we use. We want to be disciplined with our capital. And some markets, you're just required to be a little bit more patient than others. So with all this in mind, let's start with a quick review of some of the market moving news over the last couple of days. So yesterday was all about manufacturing and services PMI numbers. So we're really getting a bit of a snapshot of these industries in these jurisdictions. So the French economy, German economy, the Eurozone as a whole, the UK, and then the US as well. We really, I suppose what we're seeing is the manufacturing sector actually come in broadly either in line or above expectations. Same for the US, same for the UK, just pretty much in line with the expectations. It's the flash services PMI numbers that seem to be coming in considerably weaker across all the jurisdictions. So manufacturing doesn't seem to be getting worse just yet, and we're certainly seeing a bit of weakness come through on the services side. Now, we don't really have that much growth or room to work with, bearing in mind we're in the verge of kind of seeing the impact of these tariffs playing out in some of the data. So, you know, we're still in growth dynamics for manufacturing and services. And I suppose the question is, you know, does Donald Trump and his US administration make these industries worse, or do they actually start to make them a little bit better? There's certain arguments either way. New home sales saw a sizable increase, actually. So you're getting this contradiction, I would say, with some of the data. We had crude oil inventories yesterday as well, not coming in as that stockpile of crude oil inventories is pretty flat. We're not really seeing the stockpiling like perhaps the markets were anticipating. So it feeds into that demand dynamic. Perhaps we get a little bit of upside movement out of markets like crude oil. We had the Bank of England, Governor Bailey, speaking yesterday. Now, today, it's important to know there's a few bank holidays tomorrow, so not so much in the US or across most of Europe, actually. We do have a bank holiday tomorrow in Italy. But apart from that, it's pretty much a normal day. And today we'll be looking at, we've got some German business climate numbers, and that's going to be quite interesting. We're going to spend a bit of time sort of looking at that in a little bit more detail. So the number we're expecting is 85.1. Previously, we were on a little bit of a positive bounce due to the spending plans that were announced around the defense and infrastructure plan for the Eurozone. So there was a little bit of positivity there for the German business. And we got the tariff dynamics as well playing out as well. Don't forget, the reciprocal tariff actually came into play on the 2nd of April. So we're still, you know, we're only 3 weeks away from that disastrous kind of execution really around tariffs. Unemployment claims, anything around 220 is a really solid unemployment claims number. So markets will be watching very, very carefully for unemployment claims to start increasing considerably. And at the moment, they're pretty subdued. So again, we've always got this disconnect between some of the softer data and the surveys versus the harder data and the harder data is still looking reasonably decent. Tomorrow, it's worth noting, we're just around the surveys, we've got consumer sentiment again, and we've got inflation expectations. Now, these came in considerably higher last time round, if you remember. So this is the impact that the markets are expecting around inflation in the US to go from, you know, around 3% 2 months ago, 2-3 months ago, to now 6.7. So we're talking about comparable to towards the highs of COVID, whereas we know we actually saw inflation rise to 9.1. So the expectations for that, for the inflation number to kick in, which is really a fundamental reason why Jerome Powell is not really wanting to play with Donald Trump right now in terms of cutting rates. Now, that might come, but we need some of the hard data to reflect that. So we need unemployment to start ticking higher, or we need inflation to continue to devalue. And if that recession kicks in, it'll have a downward impact on prices. So all of these things, it's a very, very choppy market dynamic. So do bear that in mind. Pay considerable attention to risk in these markets. Just briefly on the bond yields, they're just sitting below the highs. They're not really making huge, they're not selling off particularly aggressively, but they're not sort of rallying either. So they're just sort of moving sideways to a large degree since the panic of last week. Seems to be a little bit subdued. So look, we're still in the S&P 500. We're still in the NASDAQ. Yesterday we experienced a nice, good, strong rally to the upside and got remarkably close. I think we're only two points away from taking profit in the NASDAQ. So we're very, very unfortunate. And you can see that the nature of the spike, we kind of spiked higher and then rolled over really, really aggressively. So our bias for now can still be technically to the upside. We might have to take profits a little bit earlier, but especially in the NASDAQ. But if we get a little bounce off these lows, what we're really concerned about is the gap in the S&P and the NASDAQ. And we know that these gaps get filled. And that would mean the S&P would end up rallying back to the 5310 or the 5300. And that level for the NASDAQ would be back at the 18397. So we're not wanting to hold on to these sell trades going into that and closing that gap. So we're going to be quite disciplined with our capital. And the thing is about a stop loss is it is the line at which we no longer want to be in the trade. And secondly, we accept that risk prior to entry. So there's a couple of things there. So yesterday, we were looking at the potential for the dollar to continue to weaken, and it rallied, I suppose, with all the uncertainty that clearly kicked in. So all of these things came to the fore. And just very, very briefly on the Mag 7, I'll give you a good example in terms of NVIDIA. Just a quick glimpse. Around the price action, and it's quite a good little proxy for the markets yesterday. So we were really expecting a sizable jump to the upside, which we were able to see, a sizable gap higher, but you could see it couldn't maintain any of that sort of positivity and started to unwind. So we're seeing again another dynamic where you're gapping to the upside and selling off, and it's just another example of, I suppose, really the fundamental weakness that we're really struggling to Sorry there, guys. I do apologize. I was talking away. I didn't realize I was disconnected. I've just posted the trade plan there into the chat box. I'm not sure how long I was out there for. Hopefully it wasn't very long, so apologies for that. So, just really explaining the fact that Trump needs to sort of do some deals now at this stage. We're a good few days into that 90-day period, and apparently there's 70 countries knocking on his door and needs to start. The market probably needs to grab hold of something positive now, not really seeing or getting a positive response from China in any way, shape or form. So he probably has to go back to the drawing board as far as that's concerned. So look, we're still looking for dollar weakness. We want to keep our options open for now, just regarding US indices. We're in these trades to the upside. They could turn and pivot really, really aggressively, in which case we can start probably looking for some sell trades again. And then looking at crude oil, looking to sell below that 61.35 level. All right, then, guys, listen, the details are there posted into the chat box. Listen, thanks very much for joining us. Market narratives are a little bit undecided right now, so it's very difficult to come down on one side or the other. That uncertainty is kind of continuing for now. So on that note, thanks for joining us. We'll let you go. The details are in the chat box. And those of you that can join us for the European trading session, we'll be broadcasting in just about a minute's time. So we'll see you then. Thanks, everyone. Listen, take care of yourself. Yeah, apologies for that, guys, with the disconnect there briefly. So hopefully I wasn't out too long. Great stuff. All right. Speak to you soon, everyone. Bye for now.